Hey, everyone. I'm Amy Standen, Ear Hustle's editor.
And I'm Rahsaan New York Thomas, Ear Hustle producer. And do you believe, Amy, they left us alone to kick off the fundraiser?
We better not blow it, Rahsaan. The stakes are high.
We're going to blow it. We just have to find new jobs, I guess. This is the second Ear Hustle fundraiser I've been here for, and I never knew how much the show relies on listener support.
It really, really does. From now through the end of this season in June, our goal is to reach 1,000 donors.
So, Amy, for folks who donate, should we tell them where that money goes?
Sure. These donations help fund our ongoing work, but also things like getting us into prisons where we've never been before. Like if you enjoyed our episode about the hospice program at CMF, or the ones we've done with the women we've been meeting at the world's largest women's prison, CCWF. And there's also some really cool behind-the-scenes stuff, like developing an Ear Hustle curriculum for high school teachers.
Listener donations support all of that. Plus, this year, supporters will be invited to join us for a virtual party on June 13th, and they get a playlist of songs picked by the team.
And everyone who donates $10 a month or more will get access to Ear Hustle Plus, which is our new subscription service with ad-free episodes and bonus content.
Find out more and donate at earhustlesq.com.
Listener support means so much to us. Thank you. Should we give the mic back to Nigel Nerland now?
Not yet. We just got it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare.
All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Attention, Hillary Hart. This is Officer Jay Azevedo. This episode of Ear Hustle contains language and content that may not be suitable for all listeners. Discretion is advised.
So wait, it's like 6 o'clock and we just walked through the gate. And the sun's already up. It's the earliest I've ever been in here. I have no idea what the yard's going to look like. You think there's going to be anyone down there? Right now, the yard is totally empty. It's peaceful. It's just quiet. You know that people are probably looking at you, but you don't see them.
Yeah, you know that's true. I mean? They're looking down at you, wondering what you're doing. We got one guy coming across the field now, Nige.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Are you the first person on the yard?
I don't know. I don't know. I have a ducket for 6 o'clock.
Oh. What's your name?
Lewis.
Lewis. Do you know what time it is, Lewis?
Maybe 6:15, 6:20, something.
Is it usually this quiet at 6:15?
Yeah, they're going to start serving breakfast real soon.
Don't you think it's actually kind of peaceful right now?
Yeah, it is right now.
Yeah. What do you think of the view up there?
That's stunning. Looks real good, but not from here.
Not from here? Does it torment you?
No. I really don't even pay attention.
Oh. No. Okay. Well, thanks for talking to
yes,
us.
Yes, ma'am. You guys have a good day.
Bye. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good. You going to work? What's in your bag?
Lunch.
Look at those tiny carrots.
Little carrots, some apples. I try to get all the carrots I can.
I would call those tiny carrots. Yeah. Those are tiny.
Yeah, they are. We don't get too many vegetables, so I try to get what I can.
So for most of the population, the yard hasn't really officially opened up yet, right?
Yeah, it's too early. I mean, most people are still confined in their housing units or they stuck in the chow hall.
So if you're here, it's because you actually have a job on the yard. What do you do in the yard?
I'm the yard crew worker. I work behind the fence here. Mm-hmm. Control of the toilets, all the yard equipment, all the yard equipment as far as trash cans, keeping all the bushes knocked down, keeping everything mowed out here, everything yard clean. From when you all come inside here, it looks really nice.
It looks nice in here, I have
yes,
to say.
Yes, yes.
Do you take care of the toilets over
yes.
here?
Yes. Clean them every day.
I'm sure you're used to seeing those toilets, but when people come to visit, it's so disconcerting to have to walk by toilets. But do you just get used to it?
Yes, I'm used to it now. I'm used to it seeing all kinds of things over there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but anyway, I got to stop for a minute because my boss just called me.
Oh,
yeah, that was
okay,
me who called
right.
me.
Bye.
Okay, all right.
Near the entrance of the yard, there are these two little kind of like shacks.
Yeah, they're like little small houses. What they call them? They're on the streets now.
Oh, tiny houses?
They're tiny houses.
Tiny houses. And in one of them, there's an incarcerated guy who's organizing stuff. And it looks like he's getting ready for a busy day.
Yeah, getting everything in order, seeing what he got.
Sure.
What's your name?
Navion Starks.
Do you have a nickname that you go by?
Smooth.
You are Smooth.
Yes.
We were told we had to find Smooth.
Oh, okay. That's me. Ole.
Smooth runs the rec shack, and the yard is all about rec, so this is a very important position. He's in charge of giving out all the rec equipment each morning and checking it back in when everybody's done.
Well, most of my recreation career, basketball, ab rollers, soccer, baseball, softball, football, volleyball, kickball,
punching bag,
heavy bag,
MMA gloves,
horseshoes, dominoes,
yoga mats,
cards, tennis,
Scrabble, chess.
Oh, there's a lot here.
Jump ropes. Yeah, there is a lot here.
About 20 feet away from the rec shack is the other building in the yard. It's the lower yard Mac Shack. And COs are in there all day, kind of keeping an eye on things. And right now, Officer Acevedo, who did that listener alert at the top of the show, he's in there.
Hey, good morning.
Morning, how are you?
Good. Are you out here today?
Yes, ma'am.
I just wanted to tell you, we are on the yard for 12 hours today recording, just so you know.
Okay, cool.
I'm Nigel. This is Amy and Bruce.
Nigel is the Ear Hustle.
Exactly.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you listen to Ear Hustle?
You know, I've dabbled a little bit. I'm a podcast guy.
What?
I do the murder mystery stuff, you know.
Do you listen to Dateline?
All the time.
I love Dateline.
So what are we doing on the yard? What's the plan?
So the idea is to just see what happens over a 12-hour period on the yard. So we got here at 6.
Okay.
And we're staying till 6. So I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen.
Where did this idea come from?
Okay, well, one day we were all down in the media lab with our brand new crew of producers.
Right.
And actually, no one's met them yet, so don't you think this would be a good time for them to introduce themselves?
To hear their personalities.
Hey, what's up? I'm Roberto Antonio Michael Valentino Villagran de Trinidad, the third.
You can just call me Trinidad, though.
How you doing? This is Steve Brooks, the voice of San Quentin. It's Darrell Davis, but you can call me Sadiq. That's what I go by.
I'm the inside managing producer, Tony Tafoya.
Hi, my name is Tham Nguyen, part of the Ear Hustle team, and I'm just glad to be here. I'm the only Asian.
Hello, my name is Dante D. Jones. I am the Ear Hustle official photographer.
So, throughout this episode, you're going to be hearing from these inside cats.
Yep, they'll all be out in the yard with us, reporting on what's going on.
And actually, the whole idea for this episode came right out of this room and from this team, right?
Exactly. So as part of the training inside San Quentin, we bring in different episodes from various podcasts that we all admire, and we sit down and listen together and critique and talk about what works and doesn't work, and also what inspires us. And we were listening to an old episode from what podcast?
I think it was called This American Life.
Yeah, and what was the name of the episode?
I don't remember the name of the episode, but it was about this 24 hours at the Golden Apple. Yeah.
Golden Apple was about 24 hours inside a diner. They actually go there and just sit around for 24 hours with a recorder and just let the recorder just record and just not knowing what's going to happen.
So after hearing the stories in there and meeting some of the characters in that story, we were kind of thinking about our own little experience here in San Quentin. And we were thinking that we got characters and there's little stories happening here all the time. Maybe we should try to recreate that ourselves and give that a whirl.
So on this Monday in early July, we are heading out to the historic San Quentin Lower Yard.
And what do you think's gonna happen?
A fight, a stabbing, a murder.
We're gonna be in the San Quentin
Yard. Okay. A pillow fight, a feather fight.
Well, I can't wait to find out.
I'm Earlonne Woods.
I'm Nigel Poor.
This is Ear Hustle from PRX's Radiotopia.
12 hours on the San Quentin Yard.
Crossword puzzles.
Tic-tac-toe.
Sudoku.
Hello. We're out here on the yard early in the morning, and there's a yard crew worker out here setting up on the baseball diamond. What's up, man?
Good morning.
So what you got going on out here?
Oh, just getting the baseball field ready for our game on Wednesday. I watered the grass, and then I come into the infield, watered the dirt down to keep the dust and to be able to soften up the dirt, stamp it all down to get it all nice and level again. Make it look like nobody's even played on the field yet, so everybody gets the feeling of being the first to play on the field. I love being on the baseball field, and it's therapeutic.
Okay, the yard is starting to perk up. I think it's about 7 o'clock. Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Sarah. Morning.
What are y'all doing here?
Waiting in line to go to coding.
Coding? Yeah. Oh, you all work for coding?
Yes. This whole line's coding this morning.
I didn't know so many people did coding back
then. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. There's a little carrot on the ground. Good morning.
Morning.
At one end of the yard, there's a fenced-in lot, and sometimes you see a white van sitting there.
This is the van that brings guys in and out of San Quentin.
Yeah, and this morning, it's out there waiting for this guy.
Here you have Mr. Hayes.
Hi. Hey, I'm Nigel. What's your name?
William Hayes.
William Hayes. What's going on right now?
I'm going home.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do when you
get work?
What are you going to work
on? I'm going to do construction for a little bit. I got to make amends with my family. My dad and my sister don't talk to me right now.
Do they know you're getting out?
I'm not sure if they do or not. I haven't talked to them in over a year.
Wow.
We're gonna see what happens when I get out. Just like, hey, Dad, want to meet? So he's pretty mad at me right now.
Does he have a reason to be?
Yeah, I was selling drugs out of his house.
Maybe let's go over here.
Here it comes.
All right,
look,
starting. So it's 8 in the morning, and we're standing by the stairs to North Block. And picture cramped cement stairs. I mean, I guess there's cement. There's at least 30 plus, because I know we run out of breath going up them. There's a bunch of people at the top of the stairs that are just waiting to come down, like to get to work and stuff. And I think the CO says what?
Yard release or work release or, something like that.
And then it's like, and all these like dozens and dozens of feet are coming down those stairs fast.
People ready to get off them sales. They up out of there.
Oh, it's Boots.
Here it comes.
Here comes Boots walking down the stairs. He's heading to work, I think. Boots, are you going to work? Heading down to the media lab?
Heading in.
Monday. So, Arlen, what are some of the things guys are coming down here to do?
These guys are coming down the stairs to either go to their jobs, go to school, go to the yard, hang out on a basketball court, play volleyball, tennis.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's what they come out here to do in the morning.
Work or play?
Work or play, yeah, definitely.
We don't
have no nice talking over here.
There ain't no nice talking.
Yeah, we tell it all.
Will you introduce yourself?
My name is Mr. White.
And Osmond Walton.
So what are you doing right now?
Right now, I'm finna whoop his ass. I'm finna whoop his ass, Domino's.
Do you agree, Mr. White?
I refuse to answer that. Peeing right now.
Wait, Earlonne, I have to say, I've heard about these guys for a while, and clearly they are out here all like freaking day playing. They're intense.
That's Domino is a shit talking game in prison.
Which is more the game, the shit talk or the
Domino's? Shit talk is the game, but you gotta have thick skin for that.
Yes.
You gotta have thick skin for that shit talking.
Well, these guys definitely do, and they're right behind the rec shack where Smooth works, and they just are here all day playing and shit talking.
Don't try to be nice, though.
Let's go with that.
I ought to take this money.
You ain't gonna take no money. You too goddamn scared.
He had five black
people right here. You scared?
He had the five. Look at this. Give me another nickel.
This motherfucker got a nickel.
Pull some up. This lucky pulling ass motherfucker. Here. Down below. Oh. Give me a dime.
Call this thing the squeegee. All I'm doing is trying to get the morning dew off the top of the table.
What are you going to be doing once you get the morning dew off?
Tabletop gaming.
Is this the D&D area?
Yeah.
This is the D&D area, yes.
Hey. We like to call ourselves the nerd herd here.
Yep.
A few tables away from Osmond and Mr. White, right behind the CO shack, are the gaming tables.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where the nerd herd hang out.
Yeah, some of them take umbrage with being called the nerd herd, and some of them wear it proudly. What do you call them?
Nothing. We're just people. Just guys meeting for a game.
May I ask you a question?
Yes, ma'am.
If I say this word, tell me how you feel. Nerd herd.
Indifferent. At first, when I was younger, nerd was considered a disrespectful. But as I've gotten older, I've considered nerd being as a
compliment.
Thank you. Because it shows that I do have some form of intelligence, if not much, maybe some.
I've heard the term pro-social gaming. Is this pro-social gaming?
Oh, yes. Very much so.
Yeah. There's no need to draw your sword every time, even though you have it. It's a lot easier and a lot safer to talk your way out of it. Even if talking your way out of it is running.
Or using a kabuki goblin for interpretive dance.
Oh my gosh.
Can we see some of that?
No, absolutely not.
Can we come back periodically and check in and see how the game's going?
I have no problem with that whatsoever.
Dennis Rogers, report to the shack.
Well, very charming. Look forward to we'll come back.
Of course. Have a nice morning, guys.
The D&D table is one of the few tables where you will see the mixing of races. Because if you listen to Ear Hustle, you know that the yards are segregated and there's not a lot of interaction with races.
It's very clear when you walk down here. From my perspective, when I come in here, what I notice is like the black area is around the basketball, the table around the basketball court.
Right.
And then over by the gym equipment is the Hispanic area.
Yep.
Then there's like a tennis court area where the white dudes hang out. And then actually behind the tennis court, there's also another Hispanic area.
That's more of the, they call them border brothers, but they are usually undocumented Mexicans or a lot of Mexican individuals that are not involved in the gang activities.
9 a.m. Can you describe the yard right now?
So the yard is kind of active right now. The runners are starting to run, but it's the slow runners this morning. You got Redbeard wrapping up his hose from spraying down the baseball field. You got the Spanish-speaking church over in the corner of the yard, and they're singing and clapping.
Thank you.
Hallelujah!
God bless you.
God bless
you. God bless you.
So it's 10 o'clock. What's going on in the yard now?
All right, so the nerd herd is at it.
The sun's out now,
the
right?
The sun is out. The clouds have cleared out.
There's
no more gloom. The white guys are lifting tables to work out. Nice. How many was that?
I wouldn't even count.
That's right.
Oh, is that how he keeps track of his?
Yeah, the rocks. So we use rocks to count our workouts a lot because it's what we got.
All right, so we're walking down the yard, and there's a curb here with a little rug over it, and on the rug
are a myriad of teddy bears. One, two, three, four teddy bears. There's five teddy bears. They're pink and white. I mean, what can you say? They're adorable.
What? Who,
they're adorable.
Thank you.
Who makes them?
I make them.
Erlon, this guy is completely new to me. I've never seen him before. I would love to call him the teddy bear dude.
Why you don't call him that then?
Because he doesn't look like a teddy bear. You know what I mean? Like, he's super wiry.
Wait, what is super wiry?
Little, like, very low body fat content.
Oh, okay.
I guess. Slicked back hair. He, you know, like, monogrammed glasses. He'd be very comfortable in the corner of a dark bar that has a lot of red interior, I think. He'd fit right in there. But he's out here with, like, all these adorable teddy bears that he makes.
Different colors, too.
Yep.
He really get into it.
You know, I've been locked up for a long time, and that's, and it helps me with my inhibition and my, I use it as therapeutic.
What are they made out of?
They're made out of sock. With a Kool-Aid, I dye the material. And their stuff with a sweatpant or anything that's, what I use as excess, is they're just stuffed with extra material.
Can I pick one up?
Go ahead.
Erlon, you know me well enough to know I'm not a teddy bear kind of person, right? But
I never took that in consideration.
Well, I'm here to tell you I'm not. But I was positively giddy about these teddy bears. We talked to this one guy who had already given 3 of these to his wife, and he was coming back for another one.
Right. Well, you know, cats do perfect their craft, you know, because you're sitting there all day and you're just working on this one thing.
Have you ever heard them say it takes 10,000 hours to become an expert at something?
Ooh, I bet
that guy has put 10,000 hours into those
teddy
bears.
He had to.
I've been making them since 2017. So obviously, for 6-7 years, I've been making them, and I make 4 per day.
So you've made hundreds and hundreds, maybe thousands.
Yes. I probably could say I already reached almost 1,000 bears.
It's 11 a.m. What's happening on the yard?
It looks like it's picked back up a little more than it was at the 10 o'clock check-in. They're playing soccer now. The tennis is still going. The nerd game is still going. Or my bad, the D&D game is still going. the same domino match from earlier is still going. There's more people playing handball.
How you doing, man?
Good morning, sir. How are you?
All right. You got next on the court or what?
Yes, sir. I'm what you call tally. I'm next in line. And I'm keeping score, and I'm watching the lines to make sure the ball's in or out.
How often are you out here playing handball?
I'm out here every day. It keeps you social. When you can communicate on the handball court.
No, not on the fence.
And what was that? Was that out?
That was out. that ball was out because it went over the fence. Ball. It becomes like a daily vitamin. You just have to have it. You have to come out here and just let it all out. Whatever's going on, whatever you got to sort through, you come out here and you focus on that handball.
What are you going to be working through today?
I have a lot of stress. I just lost my mother a little over a month ago, and now my father, he went back to Samoa. And I may not ever get to see him again, so I'm a little worried about that. My mother was cremated, so he took her ashes with him. They were together 59 years, 11 months. Mm-hmm. And it was him and my mother's thing that once when they retired, they would go to Samoa. So as he finishes his life, he'll have his ashes and her ashes cast out into the oceans, which to me is a happy ending. Everybody, my family, they want us all to come home. I want to go home. One day, I'm going to go home. I'm going to go back to Samoa. And that's where it all started for me, and that's where it's going to end, hopefully.
All right, so here we go. Ikumaumau! Akua! Ikumaumau! Akua! Ikumaumau! Ikuhuluhulu! Ikalanava! Akua! Ikulanava, akua, akua huki, akua ko, akua mau, a mau ka elu, e huki e, kulia.
So we're in the others section, not just the other section, but the others section.
And can we just say the others in prison are like usually Pacific Islanders?
Pacific
right?
Islanders, Asians, and of course, you know, when it comes to Samoans, they always big.
Yeah.
They, you know,
they're fit. but kind of in a pretty boy type way. You know what I mean?
Pretty boys, nice tattoos.
Tasteful
tattoos, but more into their culture.
Yes.
And they just so happen to all look like strippers.
I'm glad you said that and not me. Thank you.
Hey, how did you get into this? I mean, did you do this on the streets?
I did. I grew up in dancing ever since I was in the first or second grade. I grew up dancing Maori, Tahitian, Samoan, all Polynesian cultures, all the way up until I was a freshman. And then that's when I became too cool to dance my own culture and started doing things that didn't align with moral things with social.
Did you do anything else with your dancing?
I did. Later on down the line, I started stripping. So,
I'm just curious. Did you have a specific stripper move that got you the money when they just got the?
Yeah, it's usually it involves a chair and a flip. So, yeah.
You flipping on the chair?
I'm flipping backwards while they're on the chair, and then it would end up to where it was like a 69 position, and then you flip them over with your legs.
Contact.
Very acrobatic.
Well, thank you guys. Next time, Nigel would like to see you do this backflip thing that you were talking about.
I didn't ask for that much. It could just be a simpler move.
We still can't give examples.
Although I have my shirt off, I don't think it'd be proper place to demonstrate some stripping moves.
Oh, it is noon, 12 o'clock.
Oh, it's hot, too.
It's hot.
Man, there's no shade out here. Oh.
But it got a little wind, though.
Okay, I'm getting sunburned. I know it.
Oh, you trying to skunk me.
I ain't going to try to skunk you like that.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna try to skunk you like that.
Caroline, no surprise, a few tables away, those Domino guys are still at it. And I think at this point, Mr. White has taken his shirt off.
Very girthy, huh?
He's not gonna be joining those dancers.
You gonna be stinking in a minute. Come on.
Come on, Stan.
Yes!
Ooh,
nice.
Now you were able to find
62.
The nerd herd and the D&D guys, they still at it. They do not stop. This is an all-day, everyday game. It never stops.
I am a very happy man right now.
Spinny. You know, it's that time right now where you have shift changing, you got dudes getting off work, you're going to start seeing everybody going in to prepare for the next part of their day. And then you just have guys that, you know, about to take a break. So I think it's about time we take a little break.
That sounds like a good plan to me. Let's get out of the sun for a little bit.
And do it, baby.
Contigo voy a soñar aunque quieras, Señor. Yo soy tu dueño y siempre tendré tus besos. No importa que estés tan lejos, estoy pensando en tu amor.
I'm Shankar Vedantam, here to tell you about a great mystery. That mystery is you. As the host of a podcast called Hidden Brain, I explore big questions about what it means to be human. Questions like, where do our emotions come from? Why do so many of us feel overwhelmed by modern life? How can we better understand the people around us? Discover your hidden brain. Find us wherever you get your podcasts.
Support for Ear Hustle comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting time and money with your current business software, or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable, all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/earhustle. That's odoo.com/earhustle. Odoo. Modern management made simple.
Here we are. Oh, we're still going.
What class were you just in?
This is Tony the Trinidad.
All right, it's our 1 o'clock yard check-in. The yard has thinned out since 11 and 12 o'clock. The soccer game is over, but the tennis players are still tennising. People are kind of milling about for the most part. There's some people doing laps, not that many. There's a new guy at the punching bag.
1, 2. There you go. 4. 2. 2. 2. 4. 4.
I'm calling combinations. I'm calling numbers. 2 punches, 4 is 4 punches, 6, you know, so I just try to mix it up with the guys, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, hook.
We do this Monday through Friday. I'm out here Monday through Friday. Whoever, you know, come or want to join or want to, you know, learn, I'm out here, you know.
2, 2, 2, 4, 4.
So, got a skill, now I want to give it to somebody.
4, 4, 2, 2, 2, 1.
So right near that guy who was boxing, there was this table with, I don't know, like 4 dudes sitting down that I'd never seen before, and I really wanted to talk to them. And I kind of started to walk over there with my recorder, and I could just see on their face, they were like, leave us alone. And Erlon, point taken.
Everybody is going to be different. You know, you're going to have the older population that don't care for media, don't care to get on the mic, right, don't care to, you know, entertain you in any way.
And then definitely, you know, Tony and I were trying to talk to some of the guys working out, and he went over there in Spanish, and it was very clear. It's like,
yeah, no, definitely. And then, and it might not even be you. It might not even be the microphones. You know, it could be Tony. You never know. Dudes sometimes are segregated and they are divided.
And so it's really easy to imagine for a new person, it's going to take a while to figure out all of these rules.
Right.
And we actually just ran into a guy who got here, I think it was just like a few days ago, and I think he was waiting for some of his stuff to arrive.
Oh, yeah, you're waiting for your property to get here.
Yeah.
So how are you guys doing?
Good. So is this your first time in prison?
Nah, this is like my ninth time.
Eighth or ninth time?
Yeah.
Is it your first time in San Quentin?
Yeah, my first time in San Quentin. Okay. It's lovely, though.
Is it recidivist, or are you violating, or what?
Institutionalized. I feel more comfortable in here than on the streets. You know, I'm used to the streets, so I stay committing crimes, you know, like high-speed chases, stuff like that. And I don't know, I just feel more comfortable in prison than out of prison, because I've always done time since I was a kid. You know, I started off in juvenile hall, then the ranches, county jail, and now prison. And I just can't stop, you know?
Are you saying you'd rather be here?
Well, I'm just used to it, I guess.
What do you think it would take for you to not feel like that?
I don't know, some kind of coping skills, something that would make me understand that outside's better and something in here is a lot worse.
Wait, so you don't feel sad when you come back?
I mean, I do, because I leave my family and everyone behind, but at the same time, I'm more comfortable in here. I don't really know what to do when I get out.
Is it drugs? Is it no job? Is it, what do you think?
I don't know. It just, I would say just, I don't know. I always been lonely, so I just stick to what I do and just don't care anymore, you know?
Hey, y'all, this is Dante D. Jones. I'm here on the yard right now, and it is really, really hot. But there are people on the yard. A lot of people catching sun rays. People are playing basketball as usual.
Rebound, rebound! Get up.
Some guys are running around, and the bird man is on the yard playing with his birds.
Every prison is going to have a bird man.
San Quentin's no different.
No matter where you at in any prison in probably the United States or the world, you're going to have somebody that's the pigeon man.
And this guy's definitely the pigeon man. He doesn't have like one or two pigeons around him. Can we say there's a plethora of pigeons on this
team? Yeah.
You know, I've just always been really inclined towards animals in general, and they just kind of vibe with me, you know? We hang out all day. I sit out here and read books with them, and then.
But they seem to like you.
Yeah.
What do you think they like about you?
You know, we're sentient beings, and we can recognize that sentience in each other. I think, to me, it's kind of being like touched by the divine. It's having that come right up to me and just want to be a part of my life. when you look into the eyes of an intelligent being, there is no question the intelligence that is looking back at you. So to me, it's just an apparent truth that's just waiting to be recognized.
And when you look into the eyes of a pigeon, you see a fellow intelligent being?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's getting on in the day, right? I mean, the sun is shifting a little bit. There's a little bit of a breeze, and the yard's quieting down.
Yeah, and there's this one part of the yard, kind of to the side, where they got some nice flowers growing.
Yeah, it's like a little patch of garden.
And that's where we found our old pal who's been on a few shows before.
Yes, he has.
Old Reggie.
My name is Reginald Thorpe. I'm here at San Quentin, and I'm standing here looking at the area where I first seen a hummingbird during my incarceration. I've been incarcerated for over 25 years. This happened probably like about 3 years ago. I was in the education area, and I was out there drinking some water, eating my lunch. And I just realized that I was looking at a hummingbird, and it was visiting each plant individually. And I was like, wow, look at this. I was trying to remember the last time I had seen a hummingbird in nature. Just, I never seen it. And I was just in shock. I was really in awe. It was astounding. It impressed me.
Why do you think hummingbirds are so magical?
They the only creatures I know that could move in a 90-degree angle in mid-flight, like in a sharp angle from left to right, straight and left to right. I don't know no other creature that could move like that.
And hover, the way they hover?
Yeah, they hover. But without that hovering, they won't be able to cut them sharp 90-degree angles the way they do. If you ever look, they move up and down and side to side,
yeah,
like robotically. No other creature can move like that.
Yeah. And where are we right now? Like, describe the scene.
We are currently on San Quentin's prison yard. It's a nice, clear, beautiful, sunny day. It don't look depressing for a change.
What are you wearing today?
I am wearing a tank top with quite a few holes in it so I could catch some of the breeze. I got some holes in my shorts and some tennis shoes.
Because are you working out now?
Yeah, I'm just working out.
Well, it's always good to see you.
I wish I could have described this ripped up shirt with this shirt.
Okay,
with all
I'm going to describe it. So he's wearing a gray tank top. Calling it a tank top is generous because it's diaphanous. So it's probably, I don't know how old, it's got to be at least 10 years old.
You know what I like about this shirt most? Women that still say it's sexy on me.
And he just ran away. He's running away. He's running away.
Oh, it's 3 o'clock. You want to do the check-in?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, check-in. 3 o'clock. How are you feeling, Tony?
Thirsty.
Me too. I don't think we've had enough water. The day started out really quiet, then it got really hectic, and it's getting quiet again, and it's friggin' hot. I'm kind of tapped out. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good.
You are?
Yeah. Then again, I had lunch.
I had lunch too.
Oh.
I'm going to have a sip of water.
Oh, yeah, you did have lunch.
Usually around 3 o'clock, you know, you have a lot of people disappearing. Most people are going into the buildings so they can get ready for dinner. But then you still have what you call, like, what do they call them? Yard soldiers? That don't never leave the yard. Yard bums.
Yard bums.
So then you have yard bums, which I was pretty much sometime a yard bum, you know.
And there's a lot of people walking laps, just
yeah,
walking.
You just that's all you do. You just
here.
Bend corners. You just stay on the yard pretty much all day.
So what I notice is that basically the laps take up the whole yard. So you're walking around the full yard, and you see guys walking singly or with a couple of people talking. So, Tony, I want to ask you about this superstition I've heard about which direction to walk in.
So, supposedly, yeah, if you go against the clock and walk back, supposedly you turn back time, but that I think that's a really silly notion.
But what, like, does it mean? Does it mean that your time goes faster here?
So for me, that would be walking clockwise, right?
Yeah,
speed up
I know.
The clock, right? But I think if you walk backwards and turn back the clock, I don't know how that speeds up time.
I feel like they didn't really think this out.
We're not here for having the best thinking processes, to be honest with you. But what I do know about laps, though, it is therapeutic. I would say most of the time it's like a walking meditation for most people.
Yeah, and that's definitely what's going on with this guy.
Travis, how you doing, brother? Would you mind talking to us? We're gonna continue walking with you around the yard. This is Nigel, Amy, from Ear Hustle.
Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you.
Tony. And I know him from church. We sing in the Catholic choir together.
Can you hear a little?
Are you gonna join me, Tom?
Let's go. Go ahead. Okay. I'll help you.
Wade in the water. Wade in the water, children, now wade in the water. God's gonna trouble the water. Come to the river, let the living waters rise. If you wanna follow Jesus.
This is Travis. You know, a lot of times you're just gonna see him walking a track and you're gonna see him walking alone. He's kind of in his own head, and that's just kind of what he does. No one really bothers him. He don't bother nobody, that's for sure. But I would venture from knowing him that most of the time when he's walking the track, he's thinking about his son.
So I've been writing him poems and illustrating them for a long time. One of them was about, you know, a kid and his reaction to seeing facial hair. It's called Not a Wizard. And it goes, I saw a man with a very long beard, and I asked my mom if he was a wizard. She said that he probably just doesn't shave, but that we might see a wizard later on in the day. So, for me, walking is primarily a walking meditation. I spent a pretty significant time the other day looking at that tree. I mean, it's a beautiful tree, as you can see.
The tree he's talking about is, it's not actually inside the prison wall, it's on the other side of the wall.
It stands alone. It stands alone, and it if it catches the light at the right time of day, each individual leaf kind of catches the light, and it's like when you're looking at the ocean and it's sparkling, it's doing the same thing.
You know what? I'm glad you brought up ocean, because when I look at it, the way it moves, it undulates the way water does, and so I think that's what makes it feel so alive.
Exactly.
It's almost like a breathing entity. And just following those thoughts into just a space of letting go of all of my tendency to examine the past and, you know, project myself up out into a future that doesn't involve prison, and just sit in the presence of the wonder of such a thing.
Stand here, the three of us, and stare at it for about 20 seconds.
See you guys.
You and your beard, have a good day.
See you soon.
Now!
Oh, yeah.
Hicks.
45.
Zinneman.
52.
Coles.
40.
Rumfield.
So, count happens in a 24-hour period maybe 5-6 times.
Because
they want to make sure that, one, everybody is alive. And two, that nobody is missing.
And I think sometimes guys also are kind of scrambling to get to count, right? Because it's a big deal if you miss it.
Well, hell yeah, it's a big deal if you miss it. Shit, you can't miss that count, honestly.
Turner.
Right now, this count is happening at every single prison in the entire state. I think the northern prisons are at 4 o'clock, the southern are at 4:30. And they try to make sure that every single person is accounted for with inside the prison.
Gomez.
They will count every single person in the prison, and they have to call that number into Sacramento, and Sacramento has to say, we confirm that that's how many are supposed to be there.
Higgins.
49.
AC.
87.
Davis.
89.
Tafoya.
88.
Okay, everybody. Good job, guys. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
You guys have a pleasant evening, huh?
You
too. All right, thank you. All right, later.
We have a horrible dinner today, man.
Absolutely. Under. All right, okay.
So the vibe at the end of the day, it's kind of like a wind down time. Everybody didn't have their little fun throughout the day. Now it's time to just chillax and kick back. You know, some people come out and just enjoy the breeze, because the breeze usually come like around 4-ish, and you know, that's count time. So after about the end of the night, you know, it's kind of like breezy out here.
Tony.
Hi, RJ.
What's going on? I'm just cleaning up for the night. Make sure all the trash is done. Make sure all this junk's done. Make sure nobody didn't poo-poo on the floor or piss on the floor over side of here somewhere. I get this done and try to make it back in just before the door's locked.
How was your day today, Steve Brooks?
My day was very busy, running around chasing the Ear Hustle team all day, all over the yard. We got the whole team out here for the first time, you know, so that's nice. You know, I think this is our first gig, so I think it was successful. So the sun is about to set. You can tell everybody's starting to calm down, get ready to shower and go to bed and do it all over again tomorrow. So, yeah, it's a very nice day.
Well, Earlonne, the day's pretty much winding down, and there's only a few groups out here now.
And even the nerd herd is packing it in for the day.
Today was more of a morale booster. It was less combat, more shopping, kind of building our characters up, feeling better about ourselves, you know, eating and drinking, spending some time communicating and everything. It's a nice reprieve from the reality of where we are.
Déjeme cantarles uno en inglés, ¿sabes? Ah, no. Wasted days and wasted nights. I had left for you behind. Boy, you don't belong to me. Your heart belongs to someone else.
All right, this is Deke. Wrapping it up, this is the end of the night. I'm about to go in and get my shower. Give me a few phone calls before 9 o'clock. This is me checking out.
This is Tony Trinidad saying buenos nachos. I'm about to go call my mom.
This is Thumb Win signing off for the day. And I'm going to go wash my dirty body.
This is Steve Brooks. After 12 hours on the yard, I'm going in, getting me a shower for show, and I'm going to bed. Good night.
This is Tony Tafoya, and I am going to go inside, take a shower, and get ready to watch The Bachelorette.
This is Dante D. Jones. Hasta luego. Hasta mañana. And all that other good stuff.
This is Earlonne, and I got to get up out of here and go let that top down and go across that bridge and smell the seaweed that you don't get to smell in here.
And this is Nigel, and yep, I'm out of here after a really long day in the yard, and I'm going to head home.
My name is Steve Brooks, and right now I'm smelling some hot, buttery popcorn I'm about to go track down. Ear Hustle is produced by Nigel Poor, Earlonne Woods, Amy Standen, Bruce Wallace, and Rasan New York Thomas. Shubnum Sigmund is our managing producer. Our producing team inside San Quentin includes myself, Darrell Sadiq Davis, Tony DeTrinidad, and Tam Nguyen. Our inside managing producer is Tony Tafoya. Earlonne Woods sound designs and engineers the show with help from Fernando Aruda, Rashid Zinneman, and Darrell Sadiq Davis. Thanks to acting warden Oak Smith at San Quentin and Acting Warden Molly Hill and Lieutenant William Newborg at the California Institute for Women for their support of the show. Thanks also to this woman here.
I am Lieutenant Giamare Berry, the Public Information Officer here at San Quentin State Prison, and I approve this episode.
This episode was made possible by the Just Trust, working to amplify the voices, vision, and power of communities that are transforming the justice system. For more information about this episode, check out the show notes on our website, earhustlesq.com. You can also find out more about the show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at earhustlesq.
We want to welcome back all of you listeners, and thank you for following us into this next season, season number 12.
This is a big season for us. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're going to hit our 100th episode.
That's crazy.
Hey, Nigel.
Yes.
Can you name all the episodes?
Hell no. We will have more news on that later in the season. Meanwhile, I want to say I'm really excited about our new crew inside San Quentin. It is growing. I mean, there's like how many guys in
there? We got 7 cats up in there, mm-hmm. you know, from a photographer to the line producers, yep. the sound designers. So definitely we got a cool crew.
And it's promising. I mean, they've got a lot more to learn, but yes. they did a great yes. job on this first episode.
By the time we get to our 100, they should be good.
Mm-hmm. And also, you know what I'm excited about, Earlonne?
Tell me.
We're going to be going into some new prisons. Prisons we've never been in before.
Maybe you've never been in them. And listeners, we've got a favor to ask of you. If you like the show, please go leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. It really helps us get the word out.
And don't forget to sign up for our newsletter, The Lowdown, where we've got photos and behind-the-scenes stuff from our episodes and news about what the team is up to. Subscribe at earhustlesq.com/newsletter.
Music for this episode came from Darrell Sadiq Davis, Rashid Zinnemann, Fernando Aruda, and me, Earlonne Woods.
Big thanks also to everyone we talked to on the yard at San Quentin for this episode.
Ear Hustle is a proud member of Radiotopia from PRX, a network of independent, creator-owned, listener-supported podcasts.
Discover audio with vision at radiotopia.fm.
I'm Earlonne Wood.
I'm Nigel Ford.
Thanks for listening. Okay. Well, they got a squad going. It's a gang meeting. Gang meeting. Watch out.
Roll call.
Unbelievable.
Psst, it's Earlonne.
And Nigel.
Here again, reminding you to donate to our spring fundraiser today so we can keep bringing you more Ear Hustle.
Everyone who donates will be invited to our virtual party on June 13th. If you've never been, it's a fun time where we talk about the season and answer some of your questions live, uncensored, live.
And I will be on the hologram so y'all can see me.
3DE.
On Zoom. Every donation, any amount, will help us reach our goal. So please go to earhustlesq.com to learn more and please contribute.
Thank you.
If you can find it in your heart, in your pocket, in your wallet, in the couch.
Radiotopia from PR.